neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
So now here we see that Rotan Arusha is informing us, Zot Hachaya. What is Hachaya means? Chiyut means life. So now Rashi HaKadosh explains that the reason that we are commanded to eat this type of animal because it should bring us chayim, life. So now it's obvious there are people that they eat non-kosher food. For example, shrimp, they're alive. No, they go jogging, they ride on a bicycle, motor ski?
Jet ski.
Jet ski. They have jet ski, right? So what does this mean? That when it says this hayot that you have to eat, it doesn't mean that you to be alive.
The level of they're alive and nefesh, but not in ruach or
very nice. So the tree is alive, no? The tree is alive. The animals are alive. But here they learn a very beautiful thing, and that is there are people that are alive, but they don't give life to other people. You know what that means? They're alive, but they don't give life to other people. So there's a very interesting quote here. We see about the four types of animals that the Torah is commanding us to not eat. And what are they? We had camel, we had the rabbit, and the female rabbit, and then the chazir. So here, these animals that are told they have one sign of tahara. Let's say they have a split hoof, or they have the quality that they chew their cut. So another question is, why do I need to know that they have one sign of? Yeah, say it should have been said, don't eat this, or would tell us the reason that we're not supposed to eat the camel and the rabbit and so on. It's because they have half of the kosher sign, I have the not kosher sign. I just mentioned the not kosher sign. So why we have to know the half kosher sign that they have, like split hooves or the shoulder cut? Why? What's the need?
Half is not enough.
Half is not enough? Half is not enough. So what does it mean? Like just imagine an architecture. Architect. So, how many years the architect go to school? 6 years. 6 years. And then when he is graduated, what does he do? Either he opens his office or, he is hired by a company or the city and so on. So, what's the work of the architect? What does the architect do? What does he do? The architect?
Draw the plan.
Now, for what? Like, for example, for what?
Building,
let's say school, with Knesset, hospital, what else?
Shopping center.
Oh, business. Shopping center. Yeah. Shopping center. So now, if you know architect that makes a shelter for Hamas, what type of architect it is? It's a Rasha. It's a wicked. No? Drive plan for Hamas, Yimach Shema Mitzichlan. So now Tatanus is going to teach us that these four non-kosher animals, we have to know the half signs of the kosher. Why? Because the half sign of the kosher means he's an architect, he has a nice office, you go in there, wow, look at the, unbelievable design and so on. But if the architect is getting paid to build a shelter for Hamas, what kind of schooling you went to? So now, what is the Torah? The Torah is teaching us. The Torah is teaching us. You sit down and learn an hour Mishnah. You know what it is? One hour Mishnayot. You know what that is? In Shamayim, the Malachim, they do Helhele and Kelkele. Banquet. But the point of the matter here is, after an hour you learn Mishnah, what do you do? But if after you learn Mishnah for an hour, then you say Lashon Hara about somebody else. It's like this wicked architect, he went 6 years schooling, and then he builds a Hamas shelter. So that's why here you see, the Adam Shay's comment tells us these four non-kosher animals, they do have a good sign. They have a positive sign. But why? To teach us, if you think you're doing something good, but the outcome, there's nothing gained, you don't improve, you don't give chayim, as we explained, the reason that the Tzadik Shai is mentioning, these are the chayot you should eat. What's a chayot? Because they should give chayim to yourself and other people. You have to make other people feel good. You have to be able to speak positive. You have to speak clean. Give feedback to other people. Your maram, your attitude, your behavior, your tarbiyat, should represent the Torah that you learn. But if you feel you're doing something good, but the outcome, the result, your manners didn't change, exactly like these animals, that they have a sign of kosher, but they're not kosher. And that's what the Torah is teaching us. The Torah is not information. You cannot download the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Zohar, the Halachot. You have to learn from it. You have to come and be there Yehudi. Now, Chas v'Shalom, to cause pain for other people. There's a question. You know, in the morning, when we get up in the morning, the first thing we do is what? We do? Tefillah Yadayim. And then we say, Sayings of the Brachot, right? What do we say? Asher Yatza, Elokei Neshama. Then we say, that I want to be a rooster. Yeah. I want to be a rooster. And then in the end we say, Baruch Ata Hashem, that you didn't make me Isha, Goy, and Evet. Right. So now, here they ask, how come you don't say that Baruch Hashem, I'm not a Behema? It's a good Baracha, no? You don't like the Baracha? So they say,
this is in our hand, that one is Hashem's hand. This is in our hand. He didn't make us, but we can be an
Adam. Beautiful. So now here, when we say, I'm not a Isha, because I do mitzvot, it's right. I'm not a Eved, that's true. I'm not a non-Jew, it's true. But if you say, I'm not a Behema, maybe it's not true. And then it's going to be a Baruch HaTala. Because you're acting, Chas v'Shalom, not like Ben Adam. So that's they didn't add this bracha. Why? What kind of attitude is this? What kind of tarbiyat is this? This is what learning Torah means. This is what it means to go to tefillah. And that's what we see, unbelievable message. Sometimes it's a Yetzer Hara. He gives us the feeling to brag, oh, I'm doing something good. No. It's only half good. The outcome has to be good. He has to see the result, you know. How you act, how you treat other people. And that's why we see, it doesn't say, don't eat the camel. Don't eat the rabbit. So no, it has a kosher sign. Because Shalom, you nothing, or I'm doing something good. No, that's not true. And you just Chas v'Shalom, you're tricking yourself. And that's what exactly you have to remember. Especially this timing.
Koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.